USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Some of President Biden's judicial nominees will face criticism at today's Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. Republican lawmakers will question nominees for their track record on soft-on-crime judgments and their legal theories on the Second Amendment. Volcano Mauna Loa on Hawaii's Big Island continues to spew magma at exit points known as fissures. Fissure number 3 continues to remain active, shooting lava between 50 and 100 feet high. That's according to scientists at the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory. Fissure number 4, a smaller one that opened up Monday night, is feeding lava in a northeast direction, but still miles away from civilization. A known trespasser was taken into custody by New York City police after a suspicious powder he allegedly left behind in a Hyatt hotel room caused a maid to become sick on Tuesday. A 55-year-old man was taken into custody. Charges against him are pending and have not been released. NYPD Assistant Chief James McCarthy said explosive material is believed to be the powdery substance.
Since the substance had been cleaned and was no longer visible in the bathroom, the fire department swabbed various surfaces of the room, which initially indicated that there was a possible trace of amount of explosive substance.
Let's get an update on the possible railroad strike. Tim Berg in Phoenix reports.
President Biden met with congressional leaders and asked them to prevent a rail strike just weeks before Christmas. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says this should have been solved months ago.
This wasn't a negotiation that was selected by this administration. This was something that was celebrated by this administration that it was fixed. And now, right before a holiday season, right when farmers need to ship their goods and others, we have to rush something to the floor.
USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
With calls for impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, the complaint is that he's out of his league at handling the security at our Mexico border and then lying to cover up his inept actions. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney from New York, she was on Newsmax Tuesday and had a thought on the Biden administration now taking air marshals off of planes and putting them at the border.
Look, they're desperate. First of all, we have to take back the House finally in January and at least hold the Biden administration accountable, including investigations into Secretary Mayorkas, who's created this. But the air marshals have a job to do. They have a mission that is not to go to the southern border. But the Biden administration's desperate. Why not just finish the wall? It's costing us millions and millions of dollars to not finish the wall because we're violating contracts that we've signed. And also it helps slow down the flow of immigrants into the border, which helps reduce the stress on the border agents.
Several tornado warnings were issued Tuesday as storms rolled through Mississippi. The National Weather Service reported at least 21 tornadoes reported across the state during the severe weather event. Damage will be assessed by the National Weather Service today. Tornado threats today include parts of Alabama, Mississippi, the Florida Panhandle, and central Georgia. The storms are expected to weaken today. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.